Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Justice Channel on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am Ernest L. Moore, the host and the creator of the Justice Channel. The Justice Channel is anti-fascist propaganda media. We bring you the stories and issues that the mainstream media does not cover. And that is the end of my great intro. I mixed that and did the voiceover for that little intro there. That was years ago. It is December 27th in the year 2020. I haven't recorded any shows in quite a while now. This show will be about President Trump and the elections, and I'd like to cover some of the things actually since he was elected. I believe my last show was during the election for Trump. That was about 4 years ago. There's a lot has happened since then. It's just been one whirlwind of events since Trump got elected. They didn't think he was going to get elected, but it's been a wild show ever since. Nothing but drama and controversy. Quite wild. For the last 4 years, I was hoping that things would improve quite a bit in the United States. At least they say that the economy was improving. They said it was booming. Things seemed to be getting better here as far as the economy in Los Angeles, California. Even though my economy didn't improve very much. The Trump's immigration policies seem to just fizzle out, especially in California. That could possibly be due to the fact that the last governor that we had, Jerry Brown, who was totally corrupt and wanted to actually maintain the Bush immigration policies, which were totally illegal. Even though he's a Democrat, but he finally termed out of office, and then we got Gavin Newsom. And it seems like every year now before a big election, there's some big wildfires. And they always turn out to be deliberately set just before the election. Now, it's my opinion that it's a media diversion tactic. Because after we have these elections, after these big wildfires, we get a bunch of rat politicians or the same rats in office year after year after year. And Gavin Newsom basically just continued on with the immigration policies of Jerry Brown, in that they declared California a sanctuary state. They, along with them, with this governor, along with the federal judges here, basically just thumbed their nose at Trump's immigration policies, which basically he was trying to enforce immigration laws according to federal immigration laws and according to the state constitution. They basically just thumbed their nose at him for the past 4 years. Trump has said that he's built this wall. He had to go around and around and threaten to veto the budget for the federal government. And still, I don't know if the wall has been completed. I think they've built part of it, but still it hasn't affected immigration here in California. The illegal aliens are still running around just having a real good time here in Los Angeles. So to me, I'm kind of disappointed with the Trump administration. The thing I think what happened, I think Trump was really trying to make this country great again. I think he really wanted to, but instead, and he appointed a lot of new judges. That's one thing he kind of brags about. But the problem is that instead of draining the swamp, he restocked it with Bushites. And Bushites are the worst kind of swamp creatures. And they've all basically just stabbed him in the back for the past 4 years, especially the judges right to his face. He's had two attorney generals, and both of them have just turned on him. They refused to enforce the law to protect the president or the citizens of the United States. Basically, they were just Democrats, undercover Democrats, what I would call them. So now, in his last year, technically he lost this last election, but it was obvious that something was very wrong with it because Biden won. So, and the country is totally jacked up with this COVID virus madness, which I believe is some type of vast conspiracy that's going on. Actually, I believe it's a big media diversion. Just like with the wildfires in California just before the elections. It's a media diversion to keep all the information about the Biden family and the Obama-Biden administration out of the news, and to cover up for this stolen election. And Trump's administration is just weak on enforcement. And so they don't have to go to jail. They've jacked up this whole country. They've stolen the election from Trump. And he looks like it's acting like he's just going to leave office. I really don't think he planned to return for another term. But we'll see. He keeps saying he won and they're going to do something. And unfortunately, he's dependent on the courts, where he's appointed a lot of judges, especially in the Supreme Court, but they've turned on him several times in the past. He should know by now he can't depend on that. He needs to enforce the law. He's fired the last attorney general. He needs to get someone in there that's going to enforce the law and uphold the Constitution. Looks like I have a caller here. I'm going to bring them on,
see what they have to say. I got about 15 more minutes here.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm Suzette. I'm calling from Southern California. I hear you're in California as well.
Yes, I'm in Los Angeles.
I'm in San Bernardino County, Ontario. Not too far away.
Oh, okay.
I'm disappointed, but not so much in Trump, because I'm not a sycophant as far as I call him out when he's done things wrong, things he's done in Syria and, you know, other stuff that, you know, I wasn't pleased with. As far as that goes, he's not my perfect president. But as far as the choices that he had to choose from, never being in politics, only I guess you could say buying politics before he became president, and he was a businessman. He would throw money at whatever party was in charge at that time in power, so that way he could sway policies or influence policies his way, like any other billionaire or millionaire would, you know, depending on their business. But anyway, so when he got in office, it's like, who do you choose to fill these positions? Since you're not a politician, you don't know who's in the know. And it's the friends that he has don't work in politics. They work politics, but they don't work in politics, if you know what I mean. But, so it was a hit and miss. And then the people he did have around him, he thought he could trust as far as, you know, who would be good for this position type thing. And so it was recommended, and then that person didn't last for very long because that person turned out not right for the job or, you know, as you said, stabbed him in the back. And so what he was able to get done, that's good. You know, he has limited powers as far as domestic policy goes in the states and how they govern and what they do with their with anything, with the people, their constituents, because they're sovereign. And so his powers are limited as far as domestic policy goes. He can recommend and suggest, as he did recommend and suggest, the lockdown, but he couldn't force states to do that. And immigration, yeah, California sucks for that. You know, you have liberal people up north, and what are you going to do? They want to let everybody in, and so they do. And that's unfortunate. Anyway, I just wanted to say I agree with you for the most part.
Did you vote for Trump?
I did.
So did I. From listening to these talk radio personalities, especially his lawyer that has a show on The Answer. Actually, he's on several radio stations. These people
Rudy Giuliani?
Giuliani is one, but there's another one. What's his name? He has the ACLU, or I forgot the name of it. No.
Okay.
Jay Sekulow.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's okay.
These people are, especially the judges, there was a lot of people that actually chose these people and recommended them to Trump. So it shows that. Well, again, I think they should not have picked people that are in line with the Bush policies.
Right.
Is what I believe.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
But I think that could be the problem. And Trump kind of, which seems reasonable, he was going along with what they were advising him to do.
And what came from the Federalist, whatever organization or agency had put together a list of judges that would meet the criteria, and I put in air quotes, conservative criteria for him to choose on. And when he ran his campaign, Trump got in, he promised conservative judges on the court. So when they put this list together, he's like, oh, okay, here we go. Let's see who these people are. You can pick, you know.
Your sound is getting kind of muffled. Are you calling in on a phone or Are you on your computer?
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better now.
Okay. Yeah, so the Federalist put a list together because he said he wanted to choose conservative judges. That was his campaign promise. And so he put this list together, and then Jay Sekulow and his other attorneys or whatever, they went through the list with him to decide on what conservative, and I say air quotes conservative, judges, when they were just more deep staters, you know, or whatever, rogue, I don't know what you want to call them. But he's just been battling ever since, and it's like pretty much tells people, the American people, that nobody can run for president that's outside the political spectrum and be president, because if you do, we're going to fight you every step of the way and, you know, basically sabotage your presidency by recommending people that they know are going to work against him. And it just sucks. And it's not like he's a victim or anything, because he's done some things, what he could do, and then other things, his hands were tied, you know. And then you have the media on top of that. It's like, what's going on? And now we have this global reset. So I don't blame him if he didn't want to run again, if he just let this election go. It would get tiring, and he's up there in age.
I agree with you on that. That was another thing that I didn't mention, is that he's been at odds with network TV, which these are big money, powerful people that he's been at odds with the whole time, the whole 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he should have, especially judges. Now, these courts are totally corrupt.
Oh, yeah.
He should have went to war against the courts early on. It seems that they got him thinking that he's got to, or especially on immigration, where he's telling these judges, he's supposed to be enforcing the law in this country, and that includes immigration laws. And a federal, just a little federal circuit judge cannot tell the federal government what to do, especially when it comes to enforcing the law. He should have put those judges that opposed him on enforcing immigration laws, he should have put them in jail. And
I don't know if he could do that or not. I mean, you may know, I don't know. But to tell you the truth, they wouldn't let him reverse DACA. And it wasn't even a reversal. It had expired. And all he was trying to do was enforce that. And they said, nope, we're reinstating it. And he's like, what? It's an executive order. It expired.
It was illegal to begin with, because that came out of just an executive order from Obama. And the president doesn't have that authority just to wipe out immigration laws through an executive order. So that was totally illegal. And then he thinks, then he's got to go, okay, he goes, the federal circuit judge says no, and then he goes to the appeals court and they say no. And then it's got to go all the way up to the Supreme Court. And sometimes the Supreme Court backed him up, sometimes they don't. And this is federal immigration laws. There's no question on those. And he should be putting those judges in jail.
Yeah, no. People call him a dictator. He's a dictator. He's a Hitler. He's a this. But anytime there was any type of issue with one of his executive orders, or in this case it was a DACA thing where it expired and he just didn't renew it, he went through the correct constitutional process for going against or challenging what people are saying as far as the DACA can't do that, can't take it away type thing. And it's like, well, yeah, it expired, so now I'm enforcing that, but since you're not letting me, I'll go through the proper process. And so it was through the courts. And as you said, this dumb courts, the people that he put on there. So what do? You know, when you try and follow the process of returning the state back to the Constitution as far as following the rules, you know, it's no rules anymore? You know, I don't understand why people don't understand how the thing is supposed to work, even though our own congressmen that are supposed to represent us in the federal government. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I agree totally. And right now, as of was this just right after Christmas in 2020, Los Angeles, this country is more devastated than it's ever been thanks to this COVID situation, which I don't believe. If I was President Trump, I would not have agreed to shut this country down. I would say, well, you just have to impeach me again or try to take me to jail, blah, blah, blah. I would not agree to have shutting this. This country has never been shut down because of any type of disease before in its whole history.
Right.
That's
but
just.
He compromised and went for the 2 weeks, but well, a lot of people that follow these things know that if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. And sure enough,
yeah.
Here we are.
And they're talking about continuing it. Biden wants to continue
mm-hmm.
it. I say
oh
the people
gosh.
That voted for Biden are about to get exactly what they deserve.
They're taking the rest of it with them.
Because he's just going to jack this country up. They're talking about, they want you to keep wearing masks. He's talking about once he gets into office, he wants to go 100 days and everybody's got to wear a mask. That's insane.
It is insane. People aren't thinking rationally. I mean, when you think about it, we have other doctors. There are other scientists, researchers, virologists like Fauci that are world-renowned, even more so than him and some equal. But we don't want to hear from them. No. We're just listening to these ones. And when they say listen to the science, they're not saying listen to the science. They're saying listen to the science that these gentlemen are putting out there, this pseudoscience. I mean, but people don't think. I don't understand what happened to people's reasoning and common sense. And when you try and bring that fact up, they're like, because they know what they're talking about. I'm like, okay, well, what about these other people?
I see people, well, you're supposed to, you would think logically, you're supposed to believe what the government is telling you. I know, well, I did study medicine some time ago. I also know that Trump could have been doing, he should be doing large investigations about these COVID deaths. There should be some serious investigations going on. One is by going into these hospitals and monitoring. They're saying, oh, we got all these deaths and all these people are dying. Where are their bodies? He should be going into those hospitals to see if this is really true. They've already reported most of these, like 99% of these deaths are because of some comorbidity or some other terminal illness that basically killed them, but they're just attributing it to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But if all these people were dying, like they were saying, like 1,000 people every day or something like that, it's getting even higher in Los Angeles County. Where are all the funerals?
Right. Yeah.
You should be seeing funerals
yep.
every day. I don't hardly ever see any funerals. My brother was a undertaker. He was a mortician. This is actually
mm-hmm.
good news for morticians. They should be having
yeah.
funerals like every other day in Los Angeles. So there's something wrong. There's definitely
something. They attribute it to COVID. We can't have funerals because we can't, what is it, distance ourselves and all this other stuff. But okay, fine.
Right.
Let's just say that. You're okay, you're not doing funerals. What about the obituaries?
Yeah.
What are the names
the
listed
obituary.
In the obituaries?
This could be, it could be investigated. But I have about 40 seconds left now.
I let you go. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. I don't know what your name is, but I'm glad to talk to you. And I got about 20 seconds left here. I'm going to start my exit music, and I will be back. I don't know exactly what day I will post notices on Facebook. I'm planning a series about the corruption in the LA courts, specifically probate court. But that's it for this episode.
You can see my upcoming show schedule from my Blog Talk Radio show page, as well as listen to past show archives from my TJC show page on Blog Talk Radio. The Justice Channel is also on YouTube at www.youtube.com/user/ELMN2000. And I blog at www.thejusticechannel.blogspot.com.
Truth be told, yourself is your toughest opponent. When your moment comes, grab hold and own it. Never let go, stand tall and hold tight. Overcoming obstacles is the objective in life. Doubters overnight, and after them you shine bright. Cause inside your head, Hondo's the light. Ignite. Plant up an intuition upon the stars in the night that glisten. To you they listen, to me you send it a wish in. When your time comes, don't postpone it. When others out and out, you don't condone it. Truth be told, yourself is your toughest opponent. When your moment comes, grab hold and own it. Never let go, stand tall and hold tight. Overcoming obstacles is the objective in life. Doubters overnight, and unto them you shine bright. Cause inside your head, Hondo's the light. Ignite. Plant up an intuition upon the stars in the night that glisten. To you they listen, to me you send it a wish in. Listen, do your own math and learn from the stuff that you are missing. Create your own path.